I guess we can start. So just as usual, just give a few guidelines on meditation practice before we do a before we sit together for about 45 minutes afterwards. I think one of the important things in meditation practice is to make it an easy, happy, enjoyable experience. And the reason for that is because meditation, as with the whole Buddhist path, is something that really bears fruit when you continue practicing over a very long period of time. Right? So you want to do all the things that we do in Buddhism, and you want to do it month after month, year after year, ideally. And to be able to do that, it has to be an enjoyable experience. Otherwise, you lose heart and you can't sustain it and all these kind of things. So to make it enjoyable, it has to be a kind of a natural process. It has to kind of flow almost by itself. When the whole thing flows pretty much by itself, you don't have to put in too much effort, too much willpower, any of these kind of things. When you get into that flow, then it's usually very easy. It's very relaxing, and you feel very good about the whole process. And one of the ways of doing that is always to start off the meditation practice by focusing on the body, on the physical body, and to actually relax the body as far as you possibly can. One of the things that we think that we are relaxed, right? You think that you're really at ease and you're really relaxed. But the point is that the relaxation of the body can be taken to depths that probably most people never experience, where the body is absolutely, completely, 100% relaxed. And so the idea is that if you can do that relaxation beforehand, instead of actually waiting till you get into deep meditation, but actually do it beforehand, it's almost as if you are guiding the mind towards the meditation states by relaxing the body itself. And the reason for that is because the mind and the body are so very closely connected to each other. So if you are not relaxed, usually the reason for that is that the mind itself is not really relaxed. The mind controls the body, and for that reason the body is not, you know, 100% at ease, basically. So by relaxing the body, what we're doing is that we're actually relaxing the mind. The mind is relaxing. The mind is learning how to be at ease. So how do we do this in practice? And there is a of course, first of all, in meditation, you just settle down, you kind of, you know, sit down and you just start feeling the body and feeling your presence in this room. But then after that, there's a number of things you can do to make the body settle down even further. And one of the things you can do is a very common practice done in many types of meditation, is to do what they call body scanning. And you're scanning through your body, starting with one end, starting from the toes, going through the whole body. And by doing that, you don't actually have to do very much apart from the scanning through the body. By doing that, it tends to relax the body. And you can do that, and you can keep on doing it and see how far you can relax the body. And the more relaxed it is, the more naturally the meditation flows into the next phase, and it becomes very easy and very natural. This is one way. So you can try that, just very gradually, go through the whole body, stage by stage, wherever you can feel anything. If you can't feel anything, just skip that part. Wherever you can feel anything, just go through it, and then go to the top, and then go down again. And you can do that as long as you like, as long as you're feeling more peaceful. That is one way. Another way of doing the relaxing the body is just to sit down, feel the whole body. Feel if there's any place where there's some kind of discomfort or tension or pain or anything, and just focus on that area. And if you focus, and just by putting your attention on the area where there is a sense of discomfort, it tends to relax all by itself, just by keeping your attention there, and then it relaxes. And when the whole body is relaxed, it's almost as if you can just have your attention on the whole body. And by staying with the attention on the whole body, not fixed on any particular place, just kind of having the sense of the body and the mind, the whole body can relax even further. And see, feel what happens when you do that. And see if you're actually able to feel more relaxed than you perhaps have felt before, right? You find this new sense of relaxation that you never experienced before. And then feel what that feels like. And what you will feel is that this actually is quite delightful. When the body is very relaxed, it's as light as a kind of tuft of cotton almost, kind of disappearing completely. It is actually a very delightful experience. So feel that sense, feel that experience when the things get very relaxed. And next time you can try to relax it even more. And then again you feel that it's an even more delightful experience. And so it goes on. And one of the important things for the meditation to work, for this kind of process to work, where you're just focusing on the body, is the attitude you have. If your attitude is negative, right, if you are upset about something, if you're not happy with your body, whatever it is, you don't have a good state of mind, then often you transfer that into the body, and the body becomes tense. So it's important to have a good state of mind. You have to feel the sense of, you know, wow, it's nice to be here, nice to be able to meditate, nice to be able to relax, you know, have a sense of kindness to your body, and a sense of metta, loving kindness, all these kind of things. So this is part of it. As you do this, you have to kind of try to see your body in a positive light and develop that positive attitude towards yourself and the body. And the more positive that attitude is, the more kindness you're giving to yourself, and in this case, especially to your physical self, the more kindness you're giving to your physical body, the more it will just become so relaxed and so easy. So this is essentially how the process works. The mind is really the crucial issue here, but we're kind of using the body as a proxy for the mind. The body kind of reflects, in a sense, the mental state that we are in. And what happens then, if the body becomes really, really relaxed, it's almost as if you naturally move into the next stage of meditation. And the next stage here, I mean just the present awareness. You're already establishing that presence, awareness of presence through the body. And then when you let go of the body, because the body fades into the background, it's very easy to stay in the present moment. And when it's easy to stay in the present moment, that's really the foundation for the whole meditation experience. And then you can actually start, from that basis, you can start doing things like watching the breath and take it much deeper from that point on. But once you get the beginning right, the rest tends to flow by itself. So the beginning is really the crucial part. So anyway, that's one of my suggestions. This is one of the things I like to do myself. So you can try that if you like. You may be doing this thing already, but just an encouragement to continue that sort of practice. So let's try it out in practice and see what happens. So just as always, just start off by again making sure you're nice and comfortable. If you're going to make the body feel at ease and relaxed, it is obviously so important that we're comfortable at the beginning here. If the sitting posture is not quite right, if you need to expend muscle power or willpower to retain your sitting posture, then it's going to be very hard to relax. So make sure you have a really nice and good and comfortable sitting posture. And then as you are sitting there, just start off by just relaxing and just enjoying the very fact that you are sitting still. And start to just bring your attention into the body. What does your body feel like right now? And then as you feel the body, there will be certain discomforts there somewhere. And always start off with the most obvious, the most prominent discomforts, and allow those to dissolve first of all. So just focus on that discomfort and just stay with it. And as you stay with it, if you do it this in the right way, with a kind mind which is gentle and easy, then gradually that discomfort will dissolve all by itself, because you are taking the mind off the problems that led to that discomfort in the first place. And just stay with the body, with a very light touch, a very light attention on the body. No force is required whatsoever, but a gentle and a kindly touch, having a positive attitude to this experience. And just stay with that, and see how far the body can relax just in this very simple way. And try to take this process of relaxation deeper than you have ever taken it before. And again, it's very often about the attitude. So have a sense of compassion towards yourself and your body. Thank you, body, for all these services you have provided for such a long time, for slaving around, doing as you are bidden at all times. Now I wish you freedom from discomfort, freedom from dis-ease. May you relax and may you have a good time. And the deeper the relaxation, the deeper the peace you can find in the body, the more pleasant the present moment becomes. And when the present moment becomes pleasant, mindfulness tends to arise all by itself. And it's as if your awareness becomes more broader, and you start to experience the things around you as well. The body sort of fades into the background, and awareness arises. And this is really the start of meditation practice. Thank you. as you practice in this way, try to bring up the perception that you are just resting in the present moment. It's as if you are not doing anything in the whole world, there's nothing you have to do. All you have to do is rest in the here and now. It's like you're leaning back into the present moment. Nothing needs to be done except for being aware itself. And if you feel that the meditation is going very easily, that you're feeling really nice and relaxed, your mind is quite effortlessly present in the present moment, then you can take it even further. If you don't, please don't go any further. And as you stay in the present moment, you can feel the breath arising all by itself. And when you see the breath, and very gently rest your attention on that breath. No force, no willpower, no doing of anything whatsoever. just resting very gently and easy on the breath itself. And we are now coming to the very end of the meditation. And as usual, please ask yourselves how you now feel. And by looking at how you feel, find out why you feel the way you do. What is it that you have let go of? What perceptions have you given a rise to? What are the things that have changed during this period? And try to take control in this way of your meditation practice. Okay, so that's the end of the meditation. Okay, are there any questions or any comments anybody would like to make at this point? This is your chance if you wish to ask anything. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So if nobody has anything, we have one from overseas. Nobody wants to ask anything? Yeah. Everybody happy? Yeah. Okay, good. So, oh, over here. One question over there. Yeah.
I don't know if I like speaking into a microphone. I rang up the monastery and asked them to pass this message on. I sent an email here. And everybody seems to think I'm aiming this request, I think, at you and Bhante Sujato, and I'm not. And that is, everybody can read Courier and Arial fonts, but if you have people that have any kind of reading disability or dyslexia, they cannot read New Times Roman, which is... I don't know if you photocopy your suttas, your materials, or anybody else. This is a broad question, broad comment.
Yeah.
But I would request to someone who has one of these conditions that there's thought given, not you personally, but there's thought given to perhaps changing the font used generally.
Okay.
As it just be read overall by everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, very good. Yep, keep that in mind. Yep.
Well, not good. Just you, everybody.
Yeah, sure. Good. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So we'll try to be mindful of that and take that into our meditation practice. Yeah. Very good. Anything else anybody like to ask? Everybody else? Okay, everybody else is good. Let's see what we have from Raymond in Germany, what he has to say. I had an experience during meditation which was like floating. A feeling the senses could not achieve. I had thoughts, but when I acknowledged it, it vanished. Was this some kind of jhanic state? I really wonder what it was and what caused it. It is very likely not a jhanic state. Jhanas are extremely profound states, and there is a lot of wonderful and beautiful states to be had in meditation before you get to the jhanas. So this is more likely just a nice, good meditation, right? You feel like floating. It basically means that the body is disappearing. This is one of the things that when the body becomes very peaceful and tranquil, it feels almost like it's floating, like it becomes like a tuft of cotton almost, like it's disappearing. And when the body is disappearing like that, it is almost as if your perceptions get different from what they normally are. And sometimes it can feel like the body is expanding, like the body is contracting, you become tall or whatever it is. And floating is also quite a common perception, it seems. So all of these things are just a good sign that you are relaxing, you're becoming at ease, you're having the right attitude towards your meditation practice. Still a long way to jhana experience, but it's a very good sign that you're actually doing the right thing. This idea that you have some thoughts, but as soon as you know it, they vanish, it means that your mindfulness is becoming good, right? Usually, very often, when we think about things, we get carried along by the stream of thought. You don't even know that you're thinking. And suddenly, like, you wake up, oh, I'm thinking. This is a very common experience. But the fact that you are thinking and then it vanishes straight away means your mindfulness is becoming more powerful. It means you're coming to the state where it basically becomes possible to do things like watching the breath. That's basically what it means. If you get to that stage, you can watch the breath and it should be quite easy. You know that you are doing the right thing. If you're watching the breath and it's so easy and natural and it just happens by itself and there's no force involved, no willpower, no strain or anything at all, that is when you're watching the breath in the right way. And this is possible at around this point. So it's good. You're doing the right thing. But the amazing thing with this powerful meditation is that it is incredibly, incredibly profound. And sometimes you think that you have achieved something marvelous, but there is so much more to come down the path. And this is what is so exciting about this amazing path of meditation practice. So, well done. Good on you, as they say down here. So heading in the right direction here. Good. So let's pay homage to the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and then that's it.